Good morning, this is Jack. Can I help you?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing great,
I'm
thanks for asking. Yourself?
Good, I'm calling in regards to home care.
Okay, is this someone, for yourself or someone you know?
Someone I know, okay. My dad.
And what county does your dad reside in, ma'am?
Delaware.
Delaware County, and what kind of health insurances does he have?
Medicare, Medicaid, yeah,
okay.
Both.
Okay. And how can I assist you this morning?
I'm trying to get him some assistance.
Okay. Has he ever been on services, or would this be his first time applying?
He filled out all the forms, and there was a glitch somewhere with the welfare office, just really totally forgot about him. So
well,
they called us last week.
Let's check to see what's going on.
Oh, thank you.
What's his first and last name?
Otis, O-T-I-S.
Otis.
Roberson,
Go ahead.
Last name, Roberson, R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N.
And his date of birth?
2-24-64.
And his home address?
2012 Edgemont Avenue, Chester, Pennsylvania.
You said Edgemont?
19013. Edgemont, E as in elephant, D as in dog, G as in girl, M as in Mary, O, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, Edgemont.
So 2012 Edgemont Avenue Street, Boulevard Road.
Avenue.
Okay. City?
Chester.
Chester. And the zip code?
19013.
And a good number to reach, Mr. Otis?
610. You want his number or my number?
His number.
484-433-2424.
All right. Give me 1 second while I check to see his eligibility codes on Medicaid, okay? 1 second.
Sure.
Yep, 1 second. So you said that you guys already called the broker. You got him online for an assessment or no?
We did all that already. We've been did all that. They came out 3 times. They approved him, but the welfare dropped the ball somehow. And so I just got his card in the mail on Friday, past right when the holidays hit.
Okay.
And
well, let's check to see if he's active already. Good.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Uh-huh. And are you going to be his caregiver to run his errands, pick his meals? Okay. You're his daughter?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What's your name?
Jill, J-I-L-L.
Miss Jill, what's your last name?
Williams.
And a good number to reach you, is this one on my call ID?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you like to list an alternative number?
Yes, ma'am.
What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Would you like to list an alternative number?
No, ma'am. No, that's it.
Okay. All right. So he has, I'm in the system right now. He has a waiver in place. Are you currently working with a service coordinator?
I don't know who we're working with. Like I said, they dropped the ball. I don't even know who it was that came out. He don't know what he did with his paperwork. I do have some paperwork. I can reach out to the same people, but I heard you guys on a commercial, and that's why
yep,
I called.
Yep. I got you. Listen, we're gonna take over from here. All right. Give me
okay,
1 second because
okay.
I'm gonna give you the information that you need, and we're gonna get you guys started. All right. 1 second.
Okay.
All right. Let me see if anyone is available so that we can further you guys along. Miss Jill, are you residing with them or is he by himself?
I am.
Is there any minors in the home?
No, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to transfer this call to Ms. Ruth. She's going to further assist you on to your hiring process. She's going to send you your hiring application. And I'm going to be submitting the referral so that we could further you along in the process as well. One second.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to Family First. Ms. Jill, I'm going to give you my information. Just let me know when you're ready.
Oh, shoot.
It's okay. If you can't write it down now,
I'm about to pull over.
Okay.
I can pull over. I'm fine. Pulling over now. Just making sure I'm all the way over. Safe spot, safe spot. Okay, hold on. One second. I got a pen here. Yep, there's my pen. Paper. And give me one second. I'll be ready for you.
Yeah, because there's already an active waiver. So it's just a matter of time before plugging in the service coordinator, getting everything ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
So the agency that's going to hire
you...
You
mean somebody got to come back out to the house? We got to start that all over again?
No. No, it's already done. He has the waiver. The waiver's in place. Meaning that we just got to get a hold of the service coordinator and get this waiver started and hire you to be their attendant. Yeah, his attendant. So the agency that's going to hire you and assist your dad onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Okay.
The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400. And my name is Jasmine, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be transferring this call to Ms. Ruth. She's going to further assist you. She's going to send you your hiring application and tell you what's next, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Absolutely. Welcome to Family First. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't know.
If you could think of anything, you know, you could always call me back or ask any of the other girls that are going to help you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Please hold.